4. 8 individuals. Khalid Hassan, chosen of Malkador, enters the anterooms. He has, he believes, no time for this, but the Orse code alert indicated security/intruder, and that obliges him to attend. He's had to trust Xanthus with his primary duty, and that feels wrong. He does trust Xanthus completely, but the Sigilite legacied the thought file marked Terminus to him, and he feels as though he is dishonoring his master's wishes by delegating. The anterooms are an annex of gold and glass, 30 minutes' brisk walk from the throne room. They fall under the jurisdiction of the custodes, though they are officially maintained by the Sisterhood. There are 46 such facilities in the Sanctum Precinct, and another 9 in the Hegemon. The moment he enters, Hassan feels the bite of the artificially generated null space, the pinch across the bridge of his nose and the pressure below his ears. Sister Vigilator Mosey Dodoma awaits him, her wrists resting across the long quillons of the bead hander planted tip down in front of her like a staff. The sword is almost as tall as she is. At her side towers a sentinel, Hiteron companion Ios Raja. "An intruder?" Hassan asks.
"Several," replies Raja, though Dodoma is thought-marking the same word.
"Some panicked nobility penetrating a secure area?"
"Outsiders," says Raja, again interrupting Dodoma's deft signing. She looks at him. "My apologies, Vigilator," he says.
"The outsiders were apprehended near the Hall of Worthies," she signs, her greatsword resting against her collarbone. "The custodes have secured them, but..."
"Wait," says Hassan. "Outsiders?"
"Yes, chosen one."
"Forgive me, but in the circumstances, isn't that supposed to be absolutely impossible?"
"The very reason we summoned you," she signs. "The breach requires the most senior authority."
"And that's me," thinks Hassan. "In the palace, outside of the throne room, that role falls to me."
"Show me," he says. He follows them. Armorglass air gates hiss open. The gleaming gold of the walls reflects from the crystal diamantine floor. In the inner suite, the air is cold, and the bite of the null field stronger. 8 individuals, Dodoma signs as they walk. 4 human, as far as we can assess. 2 psychers. 1 servitor mechanical. 1 Astartes.
"Of dubious provenance," Raja remarks. "A hybrid, in my judgment, or some malformation. Perhaps immaterially altered."
"Which legion?" Hassan asks.
"No legion."
"That's absolutely not possible," says Hassan.
"Hence my estimation," says Raja.
"Are these traitors?" Hassan asks. "Is this the first wave? The first penetration? An advanced scout?"
Dodoma's hand moves, switching from elegant thought mark to the curt simplicity of battle mark. The gestural meaning is simply a question mark. The core of the inner suite is a ring of cells made of non-resonant crystal, set in ornate cycurium frames. Hassan can see shapes inside, figures in 8 of the glass boxes, but the crystal has been opaqued, so they remain silhouettes. He notes that the anti-systems of the suite have been raised close to maximum. Items have been laid out for examination on a long glass table. Cyber skulls hover over them, probing them with whisker-thin beams of light, bobbing and darting like hoverflies as they process information. Hassan sees weapons, most of them regular army issue, with the magazines or power cells removed and placed beside them. He sees a Voltvolver of arcane design, then a bolt pistol. It's old, with a gold wire grip and a side-mounted sight.
"Phobos pattern," says Hassan.
"No," says Raja. "Actually, an M676 Union model autobolter. It predates Imperial pattern designation."
"Old," agrees Dodoma.
"An antique," says Raja.
Hassan picks it up. It is extremely heavy, and he has to use both hands. There is no legion marking on it at all, not even a designation stamp or code number.
"Which legions used these?" he asks, putting it back down carefully. Dodoma makes the question mark again. And this Astartes has no insignia?
None, says Rasha. His armor pattern is also antique. The chest plate was stamped LE2.
He also carried these, signs to Doma. Beside the gun, there are several grubby satchels. Cyber skulls are carefully unpacking them, an item at a time, using miniature mechadendrites and extensor probes. Hassan sees a deck of cards. They're old too, handmade, slightly worn. He starts to turn the top cards over, one by one, laying them out in a line. Tarot cards, simply rendered, made of plascard. He recognizes a few of the designs. The Harlequin of Discordia, the Eye, the Great Host, the Shattered World, the Labyrinthine Path, the Throne, reversed, the Hulk, the Moon, the Martyr, the Monster, the Lightning Tower, and the Emperor. All major Arcanoi. He turns another. The Dark King.
A poor reading, remarks Raja.
One might expect no less, replies Hassan. He knows the tarot, in various arcana variations, is in common use, though officially frowned upon as superstitious vulgarity. He also knows that the sigillite often privately consulted a deck and placed great credence by it, and that the deck he used had allegedly been designed by him, though under what circumstances the Emperor would lower himself to such esoteric practices, Hassan can't imagine. What strikes him about these crude cards is the similarity to the designs on Malkador's liquid crystal wafers. Tarot is ubiquitous enough, but massively variable in style. These might have been copied from the sigillite's personal deck. The last card he turned unsettles him. Hassan has been made aware of current concerns regarding that symbol. He looks at the next item laid out on the glass. It is a primitive stone knife. What the hell is that? He asks.
I don't know, replies Raja. But it troubles me.
Did these people resist? Hassan asks, looking at Dodoma and the companion.
No, says Raja. Though they were furtive, and moving to avoid discovery when detected. They did not resist.
Did they offer explanation, excuse, justification for their presence? Asks Hassan. Did they make, I don't know, demands? One, signs Dodoma. And it's all they've said. They request audience with someone in authority.
Really?
Their leader repeated this, strenuously, though he remained calm and non-confrontational.
Their leader? They have a leader, Hassan asks. Dodoma takes him over to one of the crystal cells.
This one, she signs.
Hassan adjusts the gold dials on the fascia, then the crystal gently detints. A man stares out at him. He is old. No, not old. Worn, Hassan decides. His grubby clothing is faded, ex-military and commonplace. His skin is dirty and weathered by sun and the open outdoors, which Hassan has not visited in a long while. He looks like nothing special at all. Just another army dog soldier. A script, one of the billions dragged in to bulk out the exertus and man the walls. But there is a curious strength in him. An intent, a dreadful solemnity in his eyes. His mouth moves. Hassan adjusts another dial to bring up volume.
Repeat, he says.
I am Alanius Persson, the man says, his voice relayed by the vox speakers built into the cell.
I understand you request audience with someone in authority, says Hassan.
That's not what I said at all, the man replies.
Oh, I was told...
I said, take me to your leader, the man says. Take me to see him,